Well, I'm joined by Sam Tomkins. And Sam, first of all, I guess your excitement at representing the Barbarians in rugby union at the weekend at Twickenham.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's a massive honour and something I'm really looking forward to getting involved in.
It should be really good. Just tell me how this obviously emerged. There were rumours 3 or 4 days ago it might be going to happen from the press's point of view. How did it all come about from yours?
I just got a phone call middle of last week, and there had been talks going on for a few days before that, which I didn't know about at the time. And my agent sort of rang me and just said, can we get a yes or a no, that's all we need, and then sort of forget about it until Monday. So yeah, as soon as I got asked, I was really keen to do it.
And what kind of excites you most, if I can ask you that? Obviously, is it, you know, maybe having the chance to compete at Twickenham? I know you've played at Wembley. That must be very exciting for a start.
Yeah, it is. Twickenham's a great stadium. I'm really looking forward to sort of being there and being amongst that atmosphere. I'm sure it's going to be electric.
And you touched in the written press conference a minute ago about how with rugby union, there's that kind of very strong international feel to it. And you look at this Barbarians lineup, Victor Matfield, people like that are lining up. It must be a real pleasure and honour to be part of that.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly an honour. I know some of these blokes, they're living legends in rugby union, and you know, to be a part of it is real good. It's something I never expected. But I'm so happy that I'm going to be doing it.
And obviously you're going to be playing, I think, on the wing. You've been given the 14 jersey anyway today, we understand. What's that going to mean as far as you're aware at the moment?
Oh, wherever I play, it's going to be very different to what I'm used to. So I think wing's a position that, you know, I'm probably suited to. And hopefully I'll pick up a few more tips over the weekends, because the other winger's not too bad, is he? So I'll have to I'll be wanting to impress.
Yeah, exactly. Brian Habana, absolute legend of the game, another one. Also Danny Cipriani is going to be in the lineup as well, another massive interesting sort of focal point from the English media's point of view at the moment.
Yeah, Danny's a real nice lad. I met with him yesterday, and the same as all the lads, he was real welcoming, and seeing him on the pitch today, he's a real skillful bloke. So yeah, to play along people like him, it's what you want to do.
And also facing Australia of all teams, when obviously in the Four Nations final a matter of days ago, England lost out in the final there. Is there any element of that in your mind, that you're facing the Wallabies rather than the Kangaroos?
Yeah, it's a chance to get one back at Australia, isn't it? I think we're disappointed with how we finished the Four Nations campaign last week, but yeah, I'm pretty lucky that I've got a chance to get one back over on the Aussies. Unfortunately the other boys don't.
And despite that defeat in the final, there seemed to be such passion and belief, and you seem to say take so much as a team out of that to move forward and evolve toward the next World Cup as the league side.
Yeah, I think so. I think as England Rugby League, we're sort of a team that's developing and maturing. There's a lot of young lads who haven't played a lot of Test rugby, so we're getting better and better. And I think we can take a lot of confidence from the Four Nations campaign. We started pretty well, got better and better, and until the final week where we didn't put performance together like we wanted, really.